Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Views, actions, statements, or opinions of its guests, advertisers, or even its viewers. The information contained in this program is not to be construed as medical or legal advice. An appearance on this platform is not necessarily an endorsement, but as always, we encourage you to do your own research. Enjoy the show.
Boom. Good afternoon, Patriots. And welcome back to another episode of Occam's Razor. I sincerely hope you guys are having a lovely day. Myself and Thomas Ulmer are here to bring you the latest and the inside scoop on the Danchenko trial, day one happening right now. I have a source in the courtroom. Feed me intel every time they get a chance to step outside and use their phone, because, of course, electronic devices are not allowed inside the courtroom. A couple of juicy tidbits have come up about some key players. We'll be going over those in just a minute. I see people blackpilling on Truth Social. Nothing's happened yet. No one's gotten in trouble. Well, it's not the end of the story yet. We're not at the conclusion of this proceeding or this story, this movie, if you will. And you can't know the end until you get to it. I really truly believe, folks, the most important aspect of what we're seeing in all of these trials is what is produced in the court of public opinion. Because no matter what happens inside that courtroom, no matter what punishments are handed down, isn't it all about waking the nation up? All right, sincerely, do me a favor, sit back, relax, and grab your popcorn, because we will be right back after this. All right, welcome back to the show, everyone. Thank you for being here. Hold on just a second. It looks like I need to update the Foxhole chat. Thomas, why don't you give everybody an opening salvo while I do that?
Well, friends, I'm glad you're all here to hang out for Occam's Razor. Get stoked on it. Make sure you hit that plus button on Rumble. Make sure you hit that red pill on Foxhole and get stoked on that, folks, okay? Go ahead and do that. We got a great show for you. Get stoked. Get hyped. Big things are taking place. What are we, 27, 28 days away from midterms? That sounds good to me. To take back our beautiful America. Let's get stoked on it.
That's right. You know, I mentioned this in my video yesterday. Thomas, we have been under just immense, immense psychological pressure. Okay, not only are we fully aware of actions that are taking place, of the plot to destroy our nation, of the plot to enslave humanity, but we, as a movement, have been tasked with opening the hearts and minds of those people who are not aware of it. And at the same time that we've been tasked with doing that, we have absolutely no direct direction. Yeah, we got some information. Yeah, we were pointed in certain directions. But by and large, I mean, we are twisting in the wind out here, just praying that we're going to see justice, praying that we're going to be able to pull this off in time to save our nation. And so as that's happening, over the course of the last 6 years or so, people have begun to just light each other up, okay? It has gotten dark out there. People are getting blackpilled. People are attacking each other. It is vicious, absolutely vicious. I said in my video yesterday that one of the things I don't like about Truth Social is that in the absence of the left, people have begun to turn on each other. And as far as I'm concerned, my mission is saving America. My mission is exposing the elite. My mission is exposing the corruption taking place on both sides of the aisle. And at the end of the day, I don't have time for drama. I don't have time for high school squabbles. It's nothing that I'm interested in. And so I just stay out of it. I am fully and 100% focused on bringing news and information and helping people to parse through all of the madness that we see in front of us. And so I'm glad that you're here with me, Thomas. I'm glad that everybody out there in the audience is with us as well. I think that one of the most important things to remember is that this story is not over. The movie has not yet finished. We are firmly in the middle of it right now. And so we have to keep a clear head. We have to stay focused, laser focused on the task at hand. What is that? It's saving freaking America. It is not to go after each other. You don't have to like everybody. You don't have to talk to everybody. But I firmly expect you to treat each other with respect and to remember that you and the people next to you are all children of God. At the end of the day, even if you guys don't get along, even if you don't have the same opinions, it doesn't matter. Child of God, move on. Take care of yourself. Take care of your family. Get prepared for what is inevitably coming down the pike. Because at a certain point, people are going to turn to you and they're going to say, what did I miss? You know, where have I been this whole time? The whole time you were trying to tell me what was going on. And I believe that you guys are ready for that. I think that we're here. I think that we are born for this time. There's a specific reason why each and every one of us is alive right now. And I know that as the pressure begins to mount, as that valve is begging to be tapped, people want to pop off. They want something to happen. And in the absence of something happening, they begin to make things happen. But it is a self-defeating mission to go out into the world and start lashing out indiscriminately. I perceive it as like those dudes in England who show up with a machete in the middle of the town square and they just start hacking random people. You know, yeah, you know, it makes for a good story. There's action. Certainly there is people paying attention. But is it the right kind of attention? Is it really going to do anything at the end of the day? I don't think it's going to accomplish anything. But in this episode today, we're going to talk about some things that are happening, which actually do have the potential to change things in a very significant manner here in America. Before we get into the Dinchenko trial, I'm going to bring something very important up because I saw that somebody had mentioned it in the chat. I'm sorry I didn't see your name, but I saw you mention Tulsi Gabbard. Thomas, did you hear that Tulsi Gabbard is the latest high-profile politician to walk away from the Democrats? And it couldn't have happened to a better girl.
100%. This is huge. I mean, you know, where's she going to go? Is she going to go libertarian? Is she going to go full conservative? We don't know yet. But again, this is an implosion of the Democrat Party. It's just going to show you that people that were, I read an article earlier today from 2018 that, you know, it was basically not a Trump activist, but somebody who was going against Trump saying that Tulsi Gabbard should be the front runner in the 2024 or 2020 election for the Democrats. They lost a good one, but now she's over here with us.
Yep.
That's where I think she's going to go. If she goes to libertarian, that's fine. But she needs to come over to conservative. So, you know, the libertarians don't pull away conservative votes, which I don't think that can happen. No one's going to, you know, Trump the Trump, if you get my drift. So, yep. You know, good for her. There's going to be more of them that leave. And yeah, couldn't happen to a better person. I agree with you on that.
Yeah. Yeah. So and I saw somebody mention someone in particular, and I fully understand your feelings in regards to this matter. But I want you to remember that the only way someone can occupy space in your head is if you allow them to. OK, on Truth Social, there is both a mute button and a block button. And it's inevitable. If you have a different opinion than somebody else, they will, at some point, probably there will be attacks on you. But for me, I am 100% comfortable in my skin. I know exactly who I am. I know why I believe the things that I do. And it's not just based on whimsy. It's based on years of investigation and research. And so when you see somebody out there who's trying to get your goat, the best thing you can do to them to stoke a fire under their ass is to ignore them. Okay, when you don't feed into the bullshit, then they can't keep shoveling it. So just remember that when people go out there and attack, 9 times out of 10, it's because there's something wrong inside of them. Okay, you don't have to have something wrong inside of you. And I believe that we can all rise up and we can be better people. We can be bigger people. It's not always easy. I'm not going to, try to claim that it is. But I think that we're here on a mission. And, let's say we're in a foxhole and somebody next to you is poking you with, their boot or something like that. Well, at the same time, you've got bullets flying over your head. If you pay attention to the person who's poking you with their boot, who's trying to get your goat, you might get a bullet in the back of the head. Okay. And then it's all over and it's done with. Nobody can take your eyes off of what's in front of you except you if you allow them to do that. So that's really it. Don't worry about anybody else. Remember that we are a community. We are a group of people who are aligned on a very specific mission. And I think that Tulsi Gabbard leaving the Democrat Party is going to be a massive blow to the Democrats and to their narrative. So what did she say? She said, "I can no longer remain in today's Democratic Party that is now under the complete control of an elitist cabal of warmongers driven by cowardly wokeness who divide us by racializing every issue and stoke anti-white racism, actively work to undermine our God-given freedoms that are enshrined in our Constitution." This was on a post on Twitter. Now, she gave up her seat representing Hawaii to run for president back in 2020. You're absolutely right. Now, I can totally see Tulsi Gabbard getting back into politics. I know that not everybody agrees with everything that that she stands for. But on the major things, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, freedom, anti-war. I think these are all things that most of us probably agree on. And Tulsi can, perhaps have her views shaped. And maybe, just maybe, her perception of the Republican Party had been shaped through years of her own brainwashing and her own allegiance to the Democrat Party, which now she wholeheartedly disavows. Fred Awakening says, "Tulsi was always too pretty to be a libtard. Good to see that she turned away from the dark side." Absolutely. I think Tulsi would probably do well to join the Republican Party and get on board with our platform, which is, of course, making America great again. We are not interested in racism. We're not interested in stoking the fires of hatred, of division. We want America to be united against a common foe. And who is that? That is those warmongering elites that Tulsi Gabbard mentions here. Those are the same people that are championing the death and destruction that we're seeing in Ukraine. They want things to get blown up. They want people to be killed in the midst of a useless and unnecessary war. They want people to be subjugated because they want to control them. They want to control the levers of power, and they want to line their pockets with as much money as possible. So very happy to see Tulsi Gabbard walking away. She endorsed Joe Biden, of course. Now, that was a problem, I think, for most people. But at that time, again, she was still a Democrat, and she was probably told that she had to endorse Joe Biden at that time. What I'll be very interested to see is if when President Trump announces his candidacy for 2024, is she going to endorse him at that time? I think it's quite obvious to anybody who's paying any amount of attention at all that Donald Trump is the only candidate who can pull us back out of this morass that we find ourselves ensnared in. Joe Biden is the one to blame, and his regime is the one to blame for all of the problems that we see in America today. And then behind them is the DNC, and then behind them, George Soros and other power players. So we got to get rid of those people. We need to move on if we're going to make America great again. And I think that, with strong political leadership, we can go ahead and do that.
I couldn't have said it better myself. I mean, that's 100% true. And the reason that, she's walking away from some cash, too, because when you're the Democrat Party is very, very rich. Yeah, they steal it all, but they're very, very rich. And you're right. They probably paid her to say no. You know, she may not even have wanted to, but she got a handful of cash and she was like, OK, I'm going to do that. And then, going into the depths of it all and just seeing it all unravel when it comes to the way that they're pushing, puberty blockers and, mm-hmm. and all this trans stuff on the children. I mean, if you are sensible and you're a rational human being, of course you're going to walk away from it and come over to the light, not to stay in the mud and in the muck and in the darkness. She's making a great decision. She's making a great a life change, really. I couldn't imagine being around all those people all the time, all of that darkness, and then coming over here and seeing all this. I mean, you know how we are. We welcome anyone with open arms who wants to get away from the evil.
Yes.
So
yes.
Fantastic on her part.
Yeah, I love it that she's walking away. You know, I think that, you know, she recently spoke at like a CPAC event. She has called out the Democrat Party for calling, you know, people MAGA adherents terrorists. She's, you know, been very open about her criticism of the World Economic Forum and the elites that are running the Democrat Party. You know, all of the things that I feel like we agree on, she's on the same page. So I feel like we've watched Tulsi go through kind of an evolution, a political evolution. And she has realized now at this point that, you know, she just cannot call herself a Democrat anymore. And where else is there to go? I mean, legit. Okay, yes, we have additional political parties, but they don't hold the same level of power as the Republican Party. What we need are good people joining the Republican Party so that we can shape the future of that party. And if we don't, well, you know, then that's going to be it. But right now, Republicans are the party that align most with the majority of our values, even if there are rhinos out there. I think we're going to see a fair number of them leaving office here very, very soon. Okay, let's go ahead and move on to the Danchenko trial, which started today. Now, I have a source in the courtroom who told me that there is hardly anybody there covering it. I know that Toria Brooke is there. She's Toria Brooke, Real Toria Brooke on Twitter and on Truth Social, Justice League on Telegram. We've got my source. We've got a photographer for Fox News, not even a reporter for Fox News. We've also got a reporter for OAN, but that's really it. One thing that I can tell you, which was kind of surprising to me, one of the special counsel team arrived late to the proceeding this morning before jury selection began. And one very interesting tidbit that I already put out on Truth Social. Let me pull this up here because I have two truths that I was able to publish before we got started. This man you're seeing on screen, Brian Auten. Brian Auten might be memorable to you because he is an FBI agent who was a counter-intel agent. He is the guy who rubber stamped the Trump dossier that led to the wiretaps on Carter Page. He was also the man behind the Hunter Biden laptop disinformation memo that came out in 2020. So here we see Brian Auten playing defense for both Hillary and the Bidens. And he has been named a witness for the prosecution in the Danchenko trial. So he's going to be testifying for the prosecution, the government, against Danchenko. Now, he's also memorable because he was named 106 times in Horowitz's 2019 report. And remember, he is famously affiliated with a Washington, D.C. church that was investigated for covering up the rape and molestation of children. So when you put together his close association with both the Clintons and the Bidens and, of course, the corrupt FBI and then also child molestation and rape, I mean, come on, this guy sounds like a real winner. Now, I saw on Truth Social certain people were saying, well, if he's testifying for the prosecution, that must mean that he's already cut a deal. I think that has less to do with it. Where I think there is a real opportunity here is for the Danchenko defense team to question him on cross-examination and to call his character into question. As I was saying at the beginning of the show, Thomas, you know, to me, the most important aspect of this trial is the revelations that are going to come out that will influence the people out here, the court of public opinion, because people need to understand how corrupt the entirety of the system is that we're dealing with. You know, yes, people are justified when they say that, you know, the FBI never does anything except go after patriots. The DOJ doesn't prosecute anybody unless they're a Republican. You know, we've got a government that's completely co-opted. And what do you do when you see something that you don't like out in the world? When then you have to affect the change that you want to come about. And that's where I think we have a real opportunity here. Brian Auten, I believe, is a scumbag. That's my opinion. I have the right to that opinion. But who knows what else might come out during his cross-examination. The FBI, the special counsel, undoubtedly, they're going to ask him questions about his affiliation with all of these various aspects, certainly rubber stamping the dossier, because here the main question is, Igor Danchenko as the primary subsource, allegedly, for Christopher Steele, and he told the FBI lies about Sergey Milyan, who is also going to be a witness for the prosecution. And it's going to come out that Igor Danchenko made all of this stuff up. So why did he make it up? Why did he make it necessary to lie to the FBI? And why did Brian Auten decide to not verify anything in this dossier before rubber stamping it and allowing Carter Page to be wiretapped?
Well, when I look at this, and people can get their doubts, oh, Michael Sussman, you know, nothing happened with that. This is like a piece by piece, death by a thousand paper cuts, if you will, of exposing this dossier and the fakeness of it, and the way that this leads into Spygate and leads into Hillary Clinton and Obama. Just be positive on this. And what's even more crazy is that this will be stonewalled again. Like, it's going to be people like you, Zach, and your intel coming from there that's going to be pulling out this information. Because otherwise, you said there's like two reporters there and a cameraman. This is one of the biggest investigations in American history that they were caught lying about the dossier to lead up to spying on a sitting president, which means what? That's treasonous. You cannot do that. This is huge news, and no one's going to be covering it. So it's good that it's amazing that people like us, like you, like Anon's out there are able to spread this information to get it out to the people. Again, death by a thousand paper cuts. This is what's going to happen. There's going to be many people that are going to be brought to the trial to have to, you know, they're going to be dug into this, and they're going to have to talk about this, and people are going to report on it. And there's more eyes on this eventually, and it's going to be a very, very good thing. Just be patient. Don't think of this as a Sussman situation, okay? Think about this as a digging of showing everything that's supposed to be coming out from this. So just get stoked on that, guys, because there's more to come. This isn't over by a long shot. This goes deep, real deep.
And this is an entirely different situation than the Michael Sussman trial. Different charges, sure. Different players, different venue. This is the Eastern District of Virginia. You know, we had 100% Democrats in Washington, D.C. It's still going to be a higher than normal percentage of Democrats. But let's say maybe we get, you know, 20 to 30% Republicans on the jury. Certainly, I think that the reason it's being held outside of Washington, D.C. is so that they can get a more balanced jury. But the charges here relate to the lies that Danchenko told over and over and over again to the FBI, you know. It's interesting that Sergey Milyan is going to testify because he's going to say, Danchenko never called me. We never had these conversations. Okay, so then the question is, you know, Igor Danchenko, did you tell the FBI that you spoke to Sergey Milyan? He's already admitted that he said that he told the FBI he spoke to Sergey Milyan. So there you go. The lie has been proven. There's another charge that the prosecution charged him with withholding evidence of some sort. There were a couple of emails that they wanted that Danchenko didn't provide. Now, that's a little flimsier because, you know, there's so much stuff that they probably asked him for. So, you know, he could just say, well, I thought I handed everything over. I didn't realize that those two emails weren't there. That's not as important. But we're talking about five charges. Each one comes with a maximum penalty of 5 years in federal prison and a $10,000 fine. So you stack those up. He's looking at 25 years in prison. I think it's a pretty clear-cut case. And, you know, is there a potential for a hung jury or for a Democrat operative to get in there and, you know, convince everybody to completely let him off the hook? There absolutely is. I mean, but think about how much outrage that's going to cause out in the public again. Because, you know, we keep seeing the same thing over and over. You know, the charges are brought, the trial happens, and then, you know, it's a slap on the wrist. What is Igor Danchenko going to do? You know, they're going to probably send him back to Russia if that happens, if he's found guilty and then he doesn't get a significant sentence. But if he does get a significant sentence, that's the point at which it's possible to flip him into providing additional information. Another very interesting tidbit I was given in regards to this trial here, is that you'll never believe who introduced Igor Danchenko to Christopher Steele, the man who used him as the primary subsource of the Trump dossier. It was Fiona Hill. Fiona Hill was a former advisor to President Trump. You might remember her as somebody who was involved in the Ukrainian hearings that they had, which led to the impeachment of President Trump. She was the senior director for Russian and European affairs on the National Security Council. She wrote a book about Putin. She left her position back in July of 2019, just 1 week before President Trump had that perfect phone call with Volodymyr Zelensky, which then, of course, led to the Eric Charmello whistleblower complaint, which was probably actually one of the Vindman twins. But she doesn't seem like she was a fan of President Trump. However, President Trump had her in his administration, shaky relationship with President Trump. She really did not like Vladimir Putin. I would not be surprised if Fiona Hill was a plant, and I've thought that for a long time. And now learning that she introduced Igor Danchenko to Christopher Steele, I think it even more. Guess who else she introduced Igor Danchenko to? Bruce and Nelly Orr. DOJ, CIA, directly connected, of course, once again, to the Russiagate and the Spygate scandal. So this is getting deeper and deeper and deeper. Fiona Hill, I believe, is going to be a witness in the trial as well. And I have to wonder, you know, what is going to come out from Fiona Hill's testimony? I think that that could bear some very wicked fruit as well.
I mean, I think you hit the nail on the head, possibly a plant. I mean, to connect all the dots right there, it's all right in front of you. Mm-hmm. This goes so deep, man. And again, everyone out there, don't lose faith in this. Just make sure that you tune in to shows like this so that you're getting real information, because there's no one out there that's going to be covering it. But the connections with all of those people, connections with the CIA, the DOJ, the FBI, it's all right there. And we all know that they're all crooked. They're all in this together, and they're going to start eating each other, just like you were saying earlier. With Danchenko and the other gentleman, I can't think of his name off the hand right now, but they're going to start. Yeah, Brian Auten. They're going to start going after each other. And we've been saying that for a really long time. President Trump has said that a ton, that you can't keep up with the lies, and eventually they're going to start eating each other, more of an implosion in our faces. So I'm hoping for the best, man, for sure. There's a lot too.
Absolutely. So here's some other witnesses. I already said Sergey Milyon, supervisory special agent Brian Jennings, Kevin Tussle, I think Charles Goldberg, Amy Anderson. There was another name that I didn't hear. And that's it. Also, it appears that Danchenko had an immunity deal, and for some reason, that immunity deal was broken. So the question remains, who broke the immunity deal? Did Danchenko break the immunity deal by further lying to the FBI or to the DOJ? Did the special counsel scrap his immunity deal because they felt that they were going to get more information if they put him on trial? Who knows? But I think that, another tidbit. Let's see. Igor Danchenko was interviewed in the Baltimore field office back in 2009, and you know who was in Baltimore in 2009? Was Rod Rosenstein. That's a pretty interesting connection right there as well. And then also, he was interviewed on January 24th, 2017, which is the same day as the infamous FBI interview of Michael Flynn, General Mike Flynn. So the question is now here, who interviewed Igor Danchenko on that day? Very interesting stuff here. All of these things, I think, are going to lead to some pretty heavy revelations. Now, the trial itself. So there was some speculation earlier this week when the New York Times wrote this hit piece about the judge narrowing the trial of Igor Danchenko, only making it about certain things, kind of limiting what the prosecution can bring into it. Apparently, they can't bring in stuff about the PP dossier, the PP tape, the allegations itself. But again, I think that this was simply meant to take the wind out of the sails of anybody who was excited about the possibility of what could come out of this. You guys, we got to take a break for the second half of the show. We're going to be right back after this, and we're going to move on to the next subject. Okay. All right. Welcome back, everyone. Thank you very much for sticking around. So real quick, before we move on to the next subject, I just wanted to show this because somebody had just sent this to me. John Solomon, kind of backing up what I said. The biggest impact of John Durham's prosecution of the Steele dossier source is outside the courtroom. So even John Solomon agrees with us that this is really going to be about what happens in the court of public opinion. So lots of good stuff happening. I want to move on now to the situation in Russia, because obviously Fiona Hill ties into the bit about Ukraine. And hang on just a second so I can get this open. Why isn't this opening? What the heck? I can't get the article to open. Hold on. I'll have to go find it manually real quick. Okay, so this is in relation to...
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
The destruction of the Nord Stream pipeline. I talked yesterday about the destruction of the Kerch Strait Bridge, another instance of infrastructure destruction. As I stated yesterday, this is very clearly an act of war on behalf of the Ukrainians. But the destruction of the Nord Stream pipeline, oh my gosh, did they take the article down? Is that why I can't pull it up? I think they took it down. So anyway, well, Russia published some images of a NATO sea drone that had bombs attached to it back in 2015. And apparently NATO had tried to blow up the Nord Stream pipeline back then. It made news at that time. And now, you know, the question of who actually did the destructive act itself might come back around to NATO assisting Ukraine in this instance, which is, again, going to make it a much larger issue. Ukraine itself getting into a direct altercation with Russia is one thing. But when you start pulling in all of these other NATO nations, that's when you get much closer to an act of war that could bring about World War III. Here it is. Okay, I just found it. Let me show it to you guys. There we go. So you can see here the image that they found when they were scanning the bottom of the ocean, the Nord Stream pipeline, to ensure that it was going to be safe. They found this drone with a couple of bombs strapped right to it. This is an extremely problematic action for NATO to take. Kim.com actually putting this out. Let's go ahead and pull up the larger images, and I can show you guys directly. You know, this is proof positive that they are attempting to do everything they can to get us into a situation where we are going to war with Russia. And this goes back to the point at the beginning of the show about the war hawks on the left in the Democrat Party. You know, you got Vindman out there cheering the destruction of this bridge. People died on that bridge. And then more people died when Russia responded by bombing Kiev and other areas in Ukraine. This is just going to continue to escalate. Now, I know a lot of people are not so worried about us going into full-scale war with Russia. But what I think is most important is to act under the assumption that that's a real possibility. Because the normies out there who are watching this all take place, I think they need to be scared as hell about what the current regime is pushing us into. Because, again, how can anybody be pushed to change anything if they don't believe it's actually going to happen in that manner?
Dude, that is such a good point, because that is true. A lot of eyes are on this. There's a lot of fear out there. You know, we just got out of COVID not too long ago. People were freaked out about that. Now we're talking nuclear war. All of these things are happening when? During the Biden administration. Mm-hmm. What took place under the Trump administration? No wars for 4 years. Look at our economy. Look at gas prices. Look at inflation. Normies are seeing every single aspect of this, and they're understanding that, listen, you know, what are we doing? Why are we going down this path? We can't. We're a laughingstock. We look extremely weak under this administration. And I think normies out there are honestly believing that Sleepy Joe's not going to make it to 2024. I've heard normies for years now, excuse me, for about 2 years saying, like, he's not going to make it to 2024. It's going to be Kamala and all this kind of stuff. And I see a lot of people talking about that. But the more emphasis on this and the more mistakes that are taking place under this administration, the more I see a forcing of the hand. Why would they keep trying to do this? And why would they want to escalate to World War III? Because they can go into their bunkers? Is that their only escape out of this? It's all about fear, fear, fear. I swear, dude, I really believe this is the forcing of the hand. I don't believe that, just like you said, many of us out there don't think that we're going to be escalating into World War III. I think it's a lot of posturing right now. But yeah, it's just more of an embarrassment of this administration pushing us in this direction. People see the money going to Ukraine. People are hearing about the Nazis that are over there in Ukraine. You know, that's what we're backing. I don't think many people are buying it, but a lot of people are scared that we may escalate into World War III, and it's all going to happen under Biden as those polls drop for getting him reelected. They're plummeting, my friend.
Yeah, so, you know, while we've got all of these problems happening here at home, what is the Biden administration focused on? They are focused on pumping money into Ukraine, on making this problem worse than it needs to be, pushing us to the brink of thermonuclear war in a very cavalier attitude. And I think that that is the most important thing right here. Adam Schiff, what is he doing? He's actually going to Paris, France, to campaign with the rich and famous of Europe to raise money to stop MAGA. So Adam Schiff can't raise enough capital here in America to stop MAGA Republicans and to stop the MAGA agenda. He has to go to freaking Europe to do it. This is what the Republicans are working against. This is what the Democrats are fighting for. They are fighting for the wholesale destruction of America. I think they truly want us to get into a global conflict with Russia. I think that they want Russia and the United States to bomb the hell out of each other. So yes, you're right. They can go into their bunkers. They're not going to get hurt. You know, they're going to be 30 miles underground or whatever, 3 miles maybe, you know, but they'll be underground. They will be totally protected. And they're not going to worry about anything happening to them. What they're going to be fighting for is for Americans to get blown to smithereens, for our nation to be kneecapped, and for then us to not be able to take care of ourselves and have to pass off the reins to a global governance board, to the New World Order. That's what they want. And they want to make sure that Donald Trump doesn't come back and that people like us stop talking about it.
Well, look what's creeping up. I mean, anything to stop the midterms. They lose the midterms. They lose it all. They lose the House. They lose the Senate. Then investigations start into all their, you know, their garbage when it comes to COVID, when it comes to, you know, stealing of the election. All this kind of stuff is going to come. January 6th isn't holding up. All their narrative is falling apart. No one's backing their party. Everyone's leaving. Everything's going down the toilet. So what do they have to do? They know they're going to lose. They're going to try and cheat, but no one's going to buy it. And there's too many eyes on the ground, too many boots on the ground for them to get away with this. Listen, this is going to be really bad for them. And, you know, I don't think that we're going to get into World War III by any means, but they're going to try their best to scare us. Do you think that they would try and do a false flag to stop, like maybe like a EMP or a dirty bomb over America or over New York or Los Angeles to halt everything from us getting to midterms?
Yeah. I don't think it's going to happen. I think that, yes, of course, they're going to try to cheat. Yes, they're going to try to obfuscate. They're going to try to scare people into staying home. But this is all the more reason for us to continue to beat the war drums here. I mean, we've got to get out there and we've got to make sure that we get the right people into office. We need to be working in the polls. We need to be the eyes and ears on the ground. I pushed something out the other day from my brief interview on Occam's Razor a week or two ago with Johnny V. Make sure that you download Votify now in your app store. Make sure you register so that on election day, you can report anything that you see. You have the ability to see reports from other people in your area. You have the ability to check on what's happening in precincts in your state all over the nation. And if you see pictures of people stuffing ballots or you see a vehicle drive up and drop off a bunch of illegals, then you can get a picture of that license plate. You can put it in to the app. You know, you need to be working diligently to ensure that this doesn't happen. Thomas, did you see that article that came out over the weekend about PayPal? PayPal. Yes, they wanted to charge people $2,500 per instance of what they believed to be misinformation. And they let the cat out of the bag. People were just irate over it, and they started canceling their PayPal accounts. And then,
good.
And then within a couple of hours, PayPal shut down the ability for people to be able to cancel their accounts. So in the event that you find yourself unable to cancel your account, just withdraw all of your money. You put in the request to have your account deleted, and then at a certain point, they're going to have to get to it. But once you get all your money out of there, you can also go in and change all of your personal information. Maybe you don't want to do that because you want to make sure that it gets deleted, but you can delete your information from it and put in alternative information, but they will have the historical data on it. I think what they're trying to do is to keep all of those accounts so that when they go to their shareholders, they say, we have X number of users on the platform. Now, if those people delete their accounts, they obviously have to reduce that number that they're reporting to their shareholders. And this is turning out to be a massive, massive mistake for them. They tried to say that it was misinformation. The story itself was misinformation, even though the language was taken from their own end user agreement. And, you know, I said on Truth Social, you just can't make this stuff up. PayPal tells people they're gonna fine you for your speech off the platform, and it's for misinformation. But then at the end of the day, they accidentally published misinformation. I don't think anybody believes that it's misinformation, but PayPal also owns Venmo. Okay. So you probably want to get your money out of Venmo. You want to close down your Venmo accounts. I know that Cash App isn't much better, but if you need a way to send money without any fees between yourself and friends and family, you can do it that way. You can also use Zelle. And of course, the people who support the show, Foxhole is a great place to support the show. And then there are the Rumble Rants. Thomas, did you know that I started doing a show on Monday nights with Patel Patriot?
I saw that. I was watching last night.
Yeah. So for anybody out there who didn't get a chance to catch it, we had about 10,000 people there last night. It was a great showing. We had a lot of fun, and we're going to be doing it every Monday night at 10:30 Eastern, 9:30 Central. So make sure that you tune in. And then also on Wednesday nights, I'm going to be doing a show with Brad Getz. And then on Thursdays, I'm joining 412 Anon, and quite frankly, on 412 Productions I forgot the name of the show. But it's going to be me, 412, and quite frankly. So we have a full schedule on a number of different channels and a number of different platforms, and I'm pleased to be able to get together with all these awesome people and help to push the news on everybody. I just want to make sure everybody was aware of that. Make sure that you're following. And somebody on the show last night told me that if you are watching on Rumble on the mobile app, that you should now be able to send, Rumble Rants. I'm going to go ahead and test it because I don't know if it was the Rumble. I don't know if it was the Rumble app itself or if it was like on the mobile app. But I'm on it right now and I don't see the. Here we go. Here we go. Let me go to live chat. And no, it looks like you've got to be on the mobile app, not the Rumble app. So if you like, go to Rumble on your mobile browser, then you can go ahead and send it that way. But anybody who does, thank you very, very much. I appreciate it. So when it comes to the issue of Ukraine, I had an accounting here of the money that's been sent so far. So far, the United States has sent more than $54 billion to Ukraine. And, you know, if I was Russia, if I was Vladimir Putin, I certainly would look at that as an act of aggression, as, you know, you're actively taking part in this war. That is $12.5 billion in weapons and supplies, $9.4 billion in economic support, $9 billion in U.S. military deployments and intelligence, $7 billion in food assistance and healthcare, $6 billion in military and security assistance, $4.7 billion in grants and loans for additional military supplies, $1.8 billion for migration and refugee assistance, $1.5 billion in other foreign aid that's kind of nebulous, $1.1 billion in assistance for Europe, Eurasia, and Central Asia, just under $1 billion for the administration of children and families. That's probably going to child trafficking. Diplomatic programs and other funding for $500 million, and then $300 million for the enforcement of sanctions. And that was only up until August. So there's been even more money that's been sent since then. And again, the question that arises is, what is the administration going to do about the pain that Americans are feeling at home? And I have to be really honest with you. I'm comfortable with them not doing anything to address any of the problems at home, because when we get to the ballot box in November, it's going to be that much more of an overriding issue for voters when they go in to decide who they're going to vote for. Do you want to vote for continued pain at the pump and higher gas, higher grocery prices? Do you want to vote for the warmongers? Do you want to vote for the people trying to push us into World War III? Or do you want to vote to make America great again? I know my answer, obviously.
I know my answer as well. And that's another thing. It's just very eye-opening to normies out there. They see what's going on. They see the money, the amounts going over to Ukraine, and they see us going deeper and deeper into debt, the price of everything. There are jobs out there, but the jobs are not going to be able – you can't afford – you have a family of two. You're not going to be able to see your kids because you're going to be working 2-3 jobs to get the income to pay for everything. It's ridiculous. I believe the housing market's going to continue to tank. It's people can't afford anything. But no, we're sending billions and billions of dollars over to Ukraine. And what you could probably throw in, I know you're doing like a checklist of how many billions is going elsewhere. I guarantee you at least 5 to 10 billion of that money is going back into the Democrats in some way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. It's all money laundering. And they don't give a damn about America. And Americans are waking up by the droves when they see these sorts of things going on. It's sick. It's sad. They're sadists, man. 100%. They want us to suffer. They want us to remain slaves. They want us to remain plebes. And they get off on that, which is so sick. You see what they do? All they want to do is divide us. They want us to hate each other. They want us not to get along. And they want us to live in misery. And that, my friends, is the definition of a sadist. They take enjoyment in people's sufferings. Sick.
So Sean Anon just piped in, sent me a text about a platform from Dan Bongino called Parallel Economy. If this is what I'm thinking it is, this is something that – has this been out for a while? Because I feel like I applied for this some time ago and I never heard back from them. I will try again, but it is, it's called Parallel Economy. You can go to ParallelEconomy.com to apply for your application. It is a digital payment platform. I don't know if there's an app available, or I don't know much about it other than the fact that Sean said that it's there. Low Country Brooklyn, thank you very much. Drop in the chat for the Telegram in the Rumble chat. Here is a very important story that just came out, Thomas. Thought this was a banger right here. So we have a French politician and an ex-political candidate named Jean Lassalle. He's coming out and saying that the COVID vaccine nearly killed him. And he claims that Macron and others in the French elite and probably around the world faked their vaccine status. This is definitely an argument that I've seen people having. You know, did the elites actually get the vaccine? And I think that it's kind of muddy waters, because we've seen from varying results all around the nation. There are differences in the batches of these vaccines. Some of them do absolutely nothing, it would appear. Some of them are very deadly. Some of them are just providing some awful lifetime side effects. Take a look at John Fetterman, who is suffering from aphasia and apraxia. He can't understand the words that are spoken to him, and he has difficulty saying the words in the proper order that he is trying to communicate. There was actually a story I saw earlier about interviews that Fetterman was doing, and he had to use the subtitle feature on like a Google video chat service, because he couldn't understand what people were saying to them. He had to read the subtitles, and then even then, I don't know that he was getting his thoughts across adequately. But French Jean Lassalle, former French presidential candidate, did an interview with NTD. NTD is another one of those like dissident Chinese news networks, but they do a pretty good job of getting out the truth. He made these claims. He said that the COVID vaccine nearly killed him, and he had gone through a total of 4 surgical procedures this year. He got the Johnson and Johnson vaccine. That's the one that's only the one shot. I heard people during the beginning of the COVID scare saying, well, you know, if I have to get one, I'll get the Johnson and Johnson shot because it's only one, rather than having to go in for 2 and then a booster. But He said, it warped my heart. I've had four surgeries since January 3rd of this year. And then there it is in the Ambrose Paraclinic that the surgeon who trained with another one is succeeded in putting the auricles in place. I think maybe he's getting like his vents, his heart valves replaced to make them function normally. Otherwise, I'd be dead. You know, and this is on top of all of the additional stories that we hear and see every single day. You know, young men dropping dead in their dorm rooms, falling down on the soccer fields. There's you ever heard of Real Housewives of Atlanta?
Yeah, it's my favorite show.
NeNe Leakes. NeNe Leakes, her 23-year-old son, had congestive heart failure and a stroke, and then I think a blood clot, like all at the same time. 23-year-old kid. You know, that's not normal. And every time I hear that, I think immediately, you know, he took the vax. I mean, there's just no way around it. You know, I mean, I don't care how much bad food you eat at the age of 23. You're not going to have congestive heart failure and a stroke. That's just not normal. Pretty obvious that these people are all jabbed up. And so, again, you know, we're talking about the court of public opinion. We now have French politicians coming out and saying, hey, you know, I was forced to take this. You know, how many more people are going to come forward before the public starts to listen? I think I saw somebody over there in the Foxhole chat saying, you know, even people who don't consider themselves to be normies, they're still getting their news from faux news or, you know, from mainstream sources. You know, just let people know that there are alternatives out there. Obviously, I don't have the ability to just reach people. You know, the only way people are watching the show is if they know that I exist. And even then, you know, not everybody that knows about me watches the show. So, you know, I mean, help Thomas and I out. Help us by sharing our shows. Help us by getting the word out there and letting people know that there are alternatives to the mainstream media platforms. You know, that's why we make so many shows. That's why we're doing this virtually every single day of the week. You know, we have a lot of information to get out, and there's only so much you can do in one broadcast.
Dude, do you remember, and maybe people out there can send that video link, but I remember like in the midst of, like right when lockdowns were happening and everything like that, I remember Biden getting the shot. Remember, he was on the stage on the set and getting the shot and being like, I saw pictures of the needle. There was no needle. They just like pushed it in, like there wasn't anything there. And then I remember vividly, I remember Fauci telling everyone to get the shot. And then he went on a basically a Zoom type interview on Stephen Colbert. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I got the shot. He's like, you need to go out there and get the shot. And they showed a video of him getting the shot, and it was in the left arm. He's like, I got it over here. And he starts hitting his other arm. And let's be honest, if you just got a shot, we've all had shots before, tetanus, whatever it may be. You get a shot, you're sore in that arm. You're going to remember that, especially as a doctor, you're gonna remember which side of the arm you got stuck with. Right. That all stuck out to me. I'm like, these they're not getting these things. I don't think so. And just like that politician was saying, he's like, I don't think that many of these people, they're lying about their vaccinations. I think it's I mean 100% it's a setup. But go back and try and find that, guys. There's definitely footage on that where Fauci goes on and talks about, you know, I got it in this arm when it was in the other arm. And then there are up close, you know, stuff on TikTok showing Biden getting a shot and the needle not even going in or anything like that. So weird, man. Really jaw-dropping stuff. If you guys can find that, send that into the show.
I think it's very possible that certain high-level politicians and elites are getting saline shots, or they were, you know, fake needles and stuff like that. But I think that there are definitely people. But here's the thing. You know, I mean, you need plausible deniability. So you need a certain number of high profile people to, you know, end up dying or whatever. Sure. I think most of the Democrat Party, you know, they're getting something that is totally innocuous. You know, maybe it's just, you know, maybe it's a shot, but it's not like the same shot that, like, you know, Thomas's parents got, or, you know, what some my aunt and uncle got. You know, I mean, those people are the ones who are going to receive like the worst possible scenario. But the ones that are the controllers, you know, they're going to be fine at the end of the day. So I'm pretty shocked that this former French presidential candidate and politician, Jean Lassalle, actually got the bad shot, because, you know, let's think about this here. Maybe he was a real threat to Macron. Maybe he was somebody that they thought could potentially take the reins of power in the future. So they're like, hey, guess what? You know, make sure LaSalle gets the shot, not the shot.
The wink wink shot, yeah.
Untitled 82 says, use your mobile browser to send Rumble rants. The app does not yet have the option. So yeah, if you go to rumble.com/redpill78 in your browser like Safari, Chrome, Firefox, Brave, then you should be able to do it. Thank you very much. I appreciate that, buddy. All right, we are winding down here, getting to the end of the show. Keep your eyes out on Truth Social. As I get updates on what's happening in the Danchenko case, I will continue to put that out there. I want to mention this before we go, because I watched some crazy video today. Darrell Brooks Jr., the guy who drove through the Waukesha parade and killed all those people, he initially was attempting to do not guilty by reason of insanity, and the judge threw that out because they said that he obviously has his wits about him. He's acting as his own attorney. The case, the trial is ongoing right now, and so he was questioning one of the police officers that tried to stop him at the beginning, and he had some interesting arguments. First of all, he wanted to go on record and say that. Well, first he tricked the cop into saying that it was Darrell Brooks Jr. that was driving the car. And then he said, for the record, I want it to be stated that I do not identify as Darrell Brooks Jr. So I think he's going to try to say that the person who actually drove the car is not him. Maybe he has multiple personality disorder. I don't know. I don't know where he's going with this. But then he was trying to call into question the cop's memory of that day. And he made the argument that because he was honking the horn, that was a sign that he was trying to avoid danger or to avoid hitting anybody. And he actually got the cop to say that when you're honking the horn, does that mean that you're trying to get somebody's attention, that you're trying to avoid danger? So I think that there's going to be some interesting stuff coming out from Darrell Brooks Jr. this week as well. Untitled 82, thank you very much for saying that. I think that it's the same one that I saw that. Yes, uptake on the jab is failing. More and more people are realizing that it's a death sentence. It's not what you want to do. It's not the ingredients you want to put into your body. It's bad news bears for anybody who goes out and takes the jab. And at this point, you know, I don't think many people really believe that it's necessary. You know, I mean, certainly Democrats are going to continue to get boosted until the end of time. But, you know, I don't know about any mandates that are still ongoing. I know that the ones that have been fought, they've been won in court. You know, healthcare workers, I think that there are probably some that are still getting them. But, you know, this is all the more reason to fight, guys. We need patriots that are working in the medical field. We need patriots in every field. Doesn't matter what it is. So please continue to fight. Do not allow yourself to be bent over backwards. Let's go ahead and go over to the foxhole. Redeemed Patriot says, focus on God's love, not man's chaos. Yes, there are orchestrated attacks taking place right now that are designed to take your eyes off of the prize. Do not allow that to happen. Warrior Mima says, be careful of Tulsi. She's WEF. I thought that Tulsi attacked the WEF. And perhaps, I don't know that we can, I'm not saying I'm going to vote for Tulsi Gabbard. What I was saying was that Tulsi Gabbard coming out openly against the elites and the warmongers that are running the Democrat Party, it's all about the optics, and that's what I think is important, because Tulsi may be WEF, but we have people that are going to listen to Tulsi Gabbard and say, geez, you know, if Tulsi leaves the Democrat Party, maybe I should too. Patriot Bird says, two of my favorite guys. Thank you. Mardo 64118 says, God bless. And Nikki Sandals says, thank you, Zach and Thomas. Much love. Jack McMick says, sorry, RP. Here's my late fee. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. No hard feelings. Warrior Mima with the ship. Thank you. Just Duckies with a can. Vanguard 360. Thank you for the cookie. Filter Dog 1 says, what is the Foxhole channel? Badlands. It's going to be Badlands. I believe right now it's still Patel Patriot. It's going to be on Patel Patriot's channel because that's where all the subscribers are. Let's see. 23 Anon says, are you a permanent replacement for Dilly on Taking It Back with 412? Yes, I am a permanent replacement for Dilly on Taking It Back. Just Ducky says, the facts that Russia invaded Ukraine when they did, it just helped accelerate the collapse of the dollar. It absolutely did. I mentioned this the other day. How ironic would it be? Because it appears that the relationship between the U.S. and the Saudis is, on the way out. if the end of the petrodollar happens under Joe Biden and Joe Biden is forced to institute the gold standard, how awesome would that be?
Whoa.
Very, very interesting theory, you know, just kind of throwing it out there. We'll see what happens. But the dollar is definitely collapsing. Warrior Mima, thank you for that ship. Nikki the Greek, thank you for the cookie. Nakaz 808 says, thank you for working so hard to get us the news out, Zach. Thank you very much. And then, of course, old friend Insight Gino with the can. Thank you very much, guys. I really appreciate it. And Untitled 82 says, don't let your kids watch Hocus Pocus 2. Thomas covered this yesterday. Low Country Brooklyn says, Zach, also the new mRNA flu shots are now being pushed. I actually saw that. Yeah, I have never had a flu shot in my life. I don't recommend that anybody get a flu shot. At the best case scenario, the flu shot that they're giving you is based upon the flu that was there last year. So it really doesn't make any sense. You know, people get the flu, they get better, and then everything continues on. You don't need to be putting any unnecessary medications into your body. Thomas, what do you got coming up? And tell us about Hocus Pocus 2.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Hocus Pocus 2 was basically a lady came out there. She was on television saying, like, and I've said this for a long time, stating that, you know, you watch horror movies, you watch anything that are casting spells or doing hexes, that you're actually can be inviting, you're listening to those spells, you're listening to those hexes or whatever spell they're talking about, and you're inviting that into your house. Who knows what can manifest within you or within your home. So, yeah, don't do it. We all know what Disney does. By the way, the circle in Hocus looks exactly like the pedo sign. They're not fooling anybody, so don't fall for it. Don't bring any of that stuff into your house unknowingly. Now you know, so don't go do that. That woman was ridiculed, by the way, but she was making perfect points. She went into great detail. She probably watches One of Us. I will say this, guys. I will be doing a live stream with my co-host Brett Collins today at 4 p.m. for the True Reporting live stream. We got a lot of stuff going on. I got like 15 links up. It's going to be a big-time show, so get stoked on it. 4 p.m. on Rumble and on Foxhole. Get stoked on it, folks.
Absolutely. Yes. And don't forget, guys, all of the different ways you can support the show can generally be found in the description below. MyPillow.com. Use code RP78. You can also get Dr. Zelenko, God rest his soul, Z-Stack, and, of course, My Digital Money and Noble Gold Investments. All of the links in the description below. Also, over on the Foxhole, who said this? The flu. We had no flu last year. Remember, it disappeared from True Grit. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Why are they trying to push the shot? It's because nobody believes in the COVID narrative anymore, and they have to find something else to make people afraid. But I'm not buying it. You're not buying it. And in regards to Hocus Pocus, it's like playing with a Ouija board. You know, why would you want to invite that stuff in? I have seen horror stories of what happens when people open that door because, you know, once you like crack through that veil, that's it. Bad news bears. You're going to be inviting that stuff into your home. You don't want to do that. You just want to stay focused once again on the mission. Thank you very much, everybody, for being here with us. I appreciate it, Thomas. I sincerely appreciate you as well. Love having you here every Tuesday, releasing the scratch off right now over there on the Foxhole. And I'll be back later this afternoon. Until then, good luck and God bless.